Progressive presents the Sports Flash on ESPN Radio 1430.
Spain is moving on to the finals of the World Cup. They shut out France 2-0 on Tuesday. They'll take on the winner of today's England-Argentina matchup. France will take on whoever loses that matchup on Saturday. The World Cup championship match Sunday at 3 o'clock Eastern. The game will be played at MetLife Stadium, the home of the Giants and the Jets. NBA Summer League games today. The 1-2 Cavaliers take on the 2-1 Pelicans, 5:30 Eastern tip. 6 o'clock Eastern, the 1-2 Pistons face the 2-1 Suns. The regular season resumes tomorrow with the Mets visiting the Phillies. Then on Friday, the White Sox begin a series at Toronto. Chicago is tied with Cleveland atop the American League Central. Chicago went into the break with wins in 3 in a row. Cleveland with wins in 4 straight. The Guardians start the second half with a series against the Pirates. Pittsburgh went into the break with wins in 7 of 10 and 3 in a row. The Reds begin the second half on the road at Colorado. Cincinnati sits 15 and a half games out, last in the NL Central. The Rockies 22 and a half out in the NL West. Dylan Cease struck out the side in the first and combined with 10 relievers on a three-hitter as the American League shut out the National League 4-0 at the Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Philadelphia Tuesday night. Cody Bellinger was named the game's MVP. He hit a two-run single. Ben Rice followed with an RBI single in the first. Miguel Vargas of the White Sox added an eighth-inning home run. It's the 10th shutout in All-Star Game history. Singles by Juan Soto in the fourth, Pete Crow Armstrong in the eighth, and Otto Lopez in the ninth were the only hits by the National League, which failed to advance a runner past first. Next year's game is scheduled for Wrigley Field. That'll be the first time since 1990, but it's threatened by a possible work stoppage. Baseball's collective bargaining agreement expires December the 1st. The league wants a salary cap, and the players' union says no.
Bundle auto and home, renters, or condo, and save with Progressive. Chuck Sanders, ESPN Radio 1430.
Onyx, I keep having stomach issues. Please make me a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Are you suffering from diarrhea, bloating, gas, or oily stools? If so, you may want to ask your doctor if it could actually be a problem with your pancreas called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI.
My pancreas? How is EPI treated?
A prescription medicine like Creon, pancrelipase, is used to treat people who can't digest food normally because their pancreas doesn't make enough enzymes. Creon is the number one prescribed treatment for EPI.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you are allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon. You can learn more at 1-800-633-9110.
Before your appointment, visit creoninfo.com. That's C-R-E-O-N info.com.